The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
So I want you to go vote. I want you to go vote. Did I mention I want you to go vote? Look at it this way, folks. If dead people can do it, so can you.
The Morning Answer. It's on.
Oh, we are on. We are ready, fired up. It is Tuesday here on The Morning Answer. That was the voice of Senator John Kennedy, who is in Georgia today. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And he's in Georgia. All eyes on Georgia, Grant, because today is election day in that state. And the balance, well, it's not necessarily the balance of power in the Senate, but we'll see how things shake out today, or at least when they're done counting votes. Democrats would like to have that extra senator in the form of Raphael Warnock, and Republicans would like to have Herschel Walker sitting in there to even things up so they get even committee assignments and such, obviously keeping it a closer divided margin in the Senate.
Yeah, it's so important. I mean, even Joe Biden said one more is better than no more. And so
right. He got one right.
So this is a big battle. And look, remember, it's a Senate seat for 6 years. So even more importantly than just control of the Senate for the next 2 years, which won't be control, but another seat in the Senate, is that this is a Senate seat we don't have to battle for another 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we really don't want to be going down this road again or giving a Democrat a seat for six more years.
It's a long one. That's right.
It's a long one. We've got a chance to hold the line here. Early voting does not look good for Herschel Walker.
Well, there's a lot of early voting, right? Record breaking. And so, of course, day of tends to favor the Republican. But is it going to be enough to overcome that early lead that we can presume is probably sitting in the camp of Warnock?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, that they had a lot of polls out there say it's a dead heat.
Yep.
We've kind of been predicting it to be a dead heat, but the early voting numbers really scare me.
And it was a dead heat, which is why we're in a runoff. So this will be close. I doubt we will. Do you think we'll have results tonight? I think it's unlikely.
Well, you got Fulton County, which is just a disaster. You know, we said, we say it all the time. The elections in this country, now this is a statewide election, so not a nationwide election, but it includes that one city, which is Fulton County, and that's Atlanta. That's the trouble spot for everyone in Georgia. And you know, there's basically five cities. You got Las Vegas, Nevada. You got Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Atlanta, Georgia, Phoenix, and Detroit, Michigan. And so those are the cities that decide who's going to be the president when it comes to a national race. So for Herschel Walker and Warnock, one of those cities comes right home.
Yep, right through their path, that's for sure. So we'll keep an eye on that. But folks turning out and voting in Georgia. On a personal note, thank you so much. Yesterday, I know, Grant, you asked for prayers for my mom. She did well during the surgery. The doctor was stunned at how she's been walking around so long. She had a double hip replacement. So now the recovery starts, and I talked to her right after physical therapy, her first physical therapy appointment yesterday, and yeah, I think it hurt.
It hurt.
I'm sure
it probably did.
But she's doing well, and that the rehab will start up again in high gear today, and hopefully she'll be back on her feet in no time. But thank you so much for all the prayers. And if we could, just a note to the healthcare community, eliminate some of these ridiculous COVID protocols. You're going to give the rest of us on the outside of the surgical room a heart attack. Thank you. Swear. Angina over here, because you couldn't get an update on your loved ones because you can't be in certain areas of the hospital because of COVID restrictions.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. You're very nice. I mean, I would be blasting. I would name the hospital system. I would say, what are they doing keeping families away when we are now, the president of the United States has declared COVID is over?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
By and large, the hospital is not under COVID restrictions, but the outpatient surgery is, and they consider orthopedics and outpatient. And so to try to get an update, I heard from the doctor, but it took me 12 hours to actually hear my mom's voice yesterday. And they told me to come to the hospital at 4:00. I could see her. I waited there until 7:00, nothing. So finally, I had to go a little Jennifer Horn.
Hold on a second.
I had to go a little Jennifer Horn on them.
So you're telling me you could have done the show yesterday?
Could have. Could have. Actually, today would have probably been a better day to take off because I'm dragging today after all that.
No,
we had to drop her off. I had to take her in and wait with her at 8 o'clock yesterday. So that's why I wasn't here. And so thank you. Because I actually spent the night before with her to get her ready because she had to do certain stuff. You know, all the weird checklist of stuff that they make you do.
Yeah.
I won't even tell you because you'll be grossed out. But anyway, so some of the stuff that we had to do the night before. And then I drove her in the morning. So there we go.
You have to drink some of that, like, before you get a colonoscopy stuff?
No, you do have to drink this. Who knew this existed? You know, Ensure, the protein drinks?
Yeah.
So there's a pre-surgical drink that you have to drink, like 2 the night before, 1 the day of. Who knew about that, right? No, but you have to, like, wipe down the surgical area and stuff like that. It's just a weird thing.
And you had to do that for your mom?
Mm-hmm.
That's gross.
Who else is going to do it, Grant? Who else is going to do
guess.
It? You know? She can't do it.
She can't do it?
No. She was, when I tell you, the doctor told me it was one of the worst right, he said, it's the worst right hip bone I've ever pulled out of somebody. He's like, I don't know how she was still getting around.
Wow.
So, testament to tough girl
over
there.
If she can't ready wipe her hip.
Yeah. Well, down, it had to be down her leg. And so that was kind of hard. You know what I mean? Like, to get down that way.
You think they could do that with just a little, spray on some antibacterial.
I'm hopeful they did it again because I don't trust my job. Right. But in any case, she came through. I talked to her. She's resting now, so everything's good. So I'll give you an update as we progress through the rehab. The other thing that's weird, because her hip bone was so out of whack, they had to stretch her 2 inches. And so the doctor said she's going to be an extra pain because he had to even out her right and her left leg, and he said that's going to cause a lot of like muscle soreness and stuff. Isn't that weird?
Oh man, but she'll be taller.
Yeah, well, she'll be her normal height again. The one thing I noticed is that she's been like shrinking down, and that's what's been making me so nervous, like going through all this. So like now she'll be back to her normal height again, which is strange.
I've got a buddy, he's in his late 70s. He's so hunched over, and he's been hunched over for a long time the way he walks. I'm telling you, any old guys out there listening, stand up straight as early as you possibly can. Do not let yourself get hunched over. That's the kiss of death right there.
The hunch is no good.
No,
and it was weird because my mom wasn't hunched, but she was like compressed. It was like it was just a weird thing. Weird. But anyway, so they straightened her out. So we'll see if she's back to her normal size when I see her later. All right, Governor Gavin Newsom, he's at his normal size, dopey. He yesterday, as we've been promised, called that special session of the state legislature. He wants to propose a measure to crack down on all those nasty oil companies. He says that there's price gouging going on. And so he wants to penalize them on excessive profits that would be refunded to Californians. Now, if you think that this is a smart idea, just wait till the oil companies either try to get out of the state or they start raising our prices. It would allow the state to determine an allowable profit margin by oil companies operating in California. Let that sink in. The state determines an allowable profit margin. That's not the state's business, Grant.
It is not the state's business. That is not how free markets operate.
No.
And the problem is free markets work until government sticks its nose in them. So think about what's happened. We've had government stick its nose in the energy business for a long time. All these taxes that are added into the price of gas is the government playing a role in our markets.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what's going to happen. And I promise you, they are so dumb, these politicians. The oil companies are going to pack up and leave. They are going to say, no, we're not doing business here anymore. Then you want to think the price of oil is expensive now? Wait until you got to be paying extra to truck it in from some company that says, well, I'm not working there.
That's right. I'm out.
I'm out.
They say that if the oil companies exceed the allowable margins from the state, that they're going to get a penalty. And then those fines would be returned to the residents of the state. Meanwhile, we'll be paying $10 a gallon for gasoline. So perfect.
Do you remember under Barack Obama, this is a similar plan.
Mm-hmm.
They said anybody that was making less than $52,000 a year had to be paid overtime. Okay?
Yeah.
This is what the Obama administration said. I may have the numbers off by 1,000 or whatever, but had to be paid overtime. So my manager at the time was making about $50,000 a year. So he says, ha, ha, ha,
uh-oh,
I have to be paid overtime now.
Nobody ha-ha's Stitch.
Nobody ha-ha's me. So I'm going to do exactly what the oil companies do, okay? I simply put him on an hourly rate, and I figured out what overtime would be, working 50 hours a week, what his 10 hours of overtime would be, what his hourly rate would be to equal him $50,000 a year.
Right, perfect.
So, took him from salary to hourly.
Yeah.
And now his life was supposed to be so much easier, but now he's got to punch the clock. Now he's got to make sure he's there. Now Obama made it harder for him.
Unbelievable.
Well, and like, think we're just going to roll over and say, okay, we're handing all this money out.
Yeah, and that's what Newsom is doing now to these oil companies. 855-785-8255. What do you think about this proposal from Newsom yesterday? 855-785-8255. And just how many people in LA County turned out to vote during the midterm elections? The answer as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Freedom of speech lives here. It's the Morning Answer with Jen and Grant.
Thanks for joining us. It is a Tuesday here on the Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And Governor Newsom yesterday, as promised, proposing a measure that he says is going to crack down on price gouging. He says that the oil companies are making too much money, and he's going to set up a penalty system so that they won't be making excessive profits. And then he says he's going to give that money back to California. This guy's such a joke. Listen to how this goes. It's going to allow the state to determine an allowable profit margin by oil companies. Those that exceed the margins would face an equivalent penalty, and those fines would be returned to residents of the state. Now, it needs legislative approval, but no doubt any bad idea put forth by the governor, pretty lickety-split, gets legislative approval. But we were talking about this off the air. You mentioned it. Is this even constitutional for the state to determine
a
profit?
How would they even monitor this? There's no way the government has a right to come in and look at your books as a private company. Mm-hmm.
And even, then what precedents do we start?
Even as a publicly traded company.
Yeah, what precedents do we start? Do they get to go into every company then and determine if they're making allowable profits?
I would imagine it says profit margin. So what's going to happen? Are they going to say, oh, well, the CEO, that's not an acceptable salary to make $20 million a year. You've got to only make $10 million a year. I mean, all of it is just complete government overreach. It's getting back into, you know, I said yesterday when you were gone, I said the government wants nothing more than to own these oil companies in California.
Yeah, of course they do. Of course they do.
They want to run them themselves. It's a complete communist model that they're operating off of.
It just, to me, you incentivize people to do business and you bolster up the ability for them to use the free market. This is not the way to do that. This is not who we are as a country, going in and monitoring people's profits. Now, according to Newsom and his statement that he released yesterday, he said, quote, California's price gouging penalty is simple. Either big oil reigns in the profits and prices or they'll pay a penalty. Big oil has been lying and gouging Californians to line their own pockets long enough. I look forward to the work ahead with our partners in the legislature to get this done. What do you think about this? 6 o'clock club members, 855-785-8255. Seems a bit ridiculous. Of course, we all want to pay lower prices at the pump, but you know what helps? Reducing all of those environmental restrictions, taking away the dollar that California and certain counties together are charging us in gas taxes. Come on. Rick in Playa del Rey, you're on the Morning Answer. Jen and Grant, 6 o'clock club member. Rick, hi.
Morning. It's kind of ironic in the nerve of him to say that when we are like one of the highest tax states there are in the nation. Talk about price gouging.
Amen.
And he talks about the homeless crisis. Anyone who buys a house now is going to have to pay $800 to $1,000 a month more just on property taxes alone. Talk about price. I mean, it's incredible what he thinks.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's a great point. He's price gouging us to live in California with all these taxes.
I believe what he's doing is a political stunt. He knows he can't go anywhere. I think the oil companies know it's a political stunt. But here's the crazy thing, Jen, as you said about California, is – even political stunts actually end up getting legs
in
the state.
They work. It's unbelievable. And here's the thing. If we just looked at the root cause, he wants to look like he's doing something because we were all paying $6 a gallon gasoline. We're still still hovering around $5 a gallon.
Do away with the $1.50 in
state taxes. Exactly. Take away those taxes. You couldn't put a moratorium on our gas tax, right? That wouldn't work. So instead, we're going to go after the oil companies.
I got to believe there's some opportunities for statewide drilling.
Oh, yes, in California, 1,000%.
1,000%. Now, I know offshore, you've got to get federal permits for that. But
it's all environmental restrictions. If you want to look at why we pay so much, look at these whack jobs running around all over the place. Ask yourself, is it safer to get gas from this country or from Venezuela, where we have no control? Come on.
You know, we had Congressman Jay Obernolte on the program.
Yeah, he's great.
And I told him that my request is that you hold Joe Biden spending hostage unless you get a series of remedies to very bad situations in the United States, like a secure border. You do not approve any dime. Like getting our men and women back in the military and from the COVID stuff. And, of course, drilling.
Right.
And he added, the deficit too. But then he said, well, what do you want to do? You want to shut down the government? He says, that hurts everybody. I said, no, shut down the government. I said, I did have to tell him. I said, nobody cares when the government shuts down. I hate to break the news.
No, nobody feels it.
Nobody feels it. I said, and the workers don't feel it because they get all their back pay back. So just shut her down.
Shut her down. Get her done. Shut her down.
That's it.
855-785-8255. Now, how many people do you think voted in the midterm elections in L.A. County, Grant? You think 50% or over 50%? Under or over?
I'm usually pretty good at this. I think under 50%.
Very good. I felt like that was a softball. I didn't think
that was a hard one.
That was
almost a softball, yeah. I mean, I was safe going there. I mean, I was going to, like, guess, is the percentage, is it way under?
Like, not way under, but 43%.
All right, I was going to guess, like, 38% or something. So.
Not too far off. So the L.A. County Registrar's Office released the certified election results on Monday, and it revealed that less than 50% of voters actually showed up. 2 million ballots, so 2.4 million ballots, basically, or 43%, were processed and counted. The remaining 3.1 million registered LA County voters, or 56%, did not submit a ballot.
All right. So this is the funny thing.
Yeah.
So where are those ballots? They just take them and throw them in the garbage?
That's a good question. Fire material. We can't have fires.
Fire was a kindling for their, I mean, where are they? And so this is the problem with sending out this many ballots.
I know. You know what we should do? Okay. 6 o'clock. Don't blow. Hold on. Don't blow the whistle on this one, Jan. Here we go.
Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle. Blow the whistle.
Okay. Here's what we do. Why don't we find a shill? It can't be us, because people will know who we are and they'll know we're faking.
Okay.
Let's find a shill. Maybe Gabe, we have a job for you. We want you to go undercover. Are you ready for this? Let's have Gabe pose as a very loud environmentalist, saying that he's upset by the amount of trees that are being killed, by all of the ballots that go out to people and don't get used.
I like that one. Where did you get that? You make that up on your own?
I just made that up on
my
own.
You didn't steal that from Twitter someplace.
No.
That's a good one. That's good. I like this.
Every once in a while, I get one right, Stitch.
No, you got it. I like it.
So let's get Gabe to a podium. We need to fully deck you out, Gabe. You need to wear, like, green. We need to, like, splash, like, fake blood on you or something because of the killing.
Pink hat, maybe?
Pink hat. We need to get you to a podium, and you need to say, this is disgusting. Oh! We're going to chain him to a tree.
Chain him to a tree.
And then we're going to say, you're killing the forest for 3 million ballots that are being thrown out just in LA County alone. How many trees would still be alive and prospering today if they had not done this?
One, maybe. Oh, two trees.
One, two. I love to count trees. No.
One tree in the forest. Two trees.
Gabe, are you down for this? Let's hatch it. Let's beat them at their own game.
Do you know what my plan was?
What?
What I was going to use Gabe for.
What?
I actually asked all our Morning Answer listeners. So Karen Bass has a jobs platform open. You can apply for jobs in her administration.
Perfect.
So I said I wanted to overwhelm her with conservatives.
Like a mole? We could plant some moles
like tons
in there?
Of moles in her administration.
All right. Who can we get? Gabe. I love this. This is how we're going to take back our state, guys. We're going to plant Gabe in various situations.
Where's Gabe? We could do, where's Gabe today?
In the world is Gabe Santiago or something like that? Any other ideas? 855-785-8255. And by the way, disgraceful, only 43% of you voted. Maybe not enough conservatives.
Truth is, I'm surprised the number was that high.
We've got a new person running for party chair, though, the RNC. got the details, who the challenger to Ronna McDaniel is.
Couple of them.
Couple, exactly. One will sell you a pillow and the other will knit you a sweater. That's
and there's
your
another
clue.
One. Another? There's another one, too.
Another one.
Yes. That's a
We're
tease
loaded.
For you.
As your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line.
It's the Morning Answer.
Thanks for joining us on your Tuesday Morning Answer. I'm Jennifer Horn.
And I'm Grant Stinchfield.
And we listened to the theme song from the television show Cheers. I think everybody yesterday was pretty shocked when phones started going off, news updates that actress Kirstie Alley, who was known probably best for her role in Cheers, but gosh, was in a ton of TV shows. She was in the franchise Look Who's Talking with John Travolta. Emmy Award-winning actress died after a really private, quiet, brief battle with cancer, according to her children, who released a statement yesterday. True and Lily Parker announced on her social media she was just 71 years old. And this is a person who was brave and fierce in talking about her conservative beliefs. She was a defender and fan of President Trump. Grant, she was on Tucker Carlson. And what I think struck me most about something I heard back this morning, that on Tucker Carlson, she said, you know, I could have lost everything. Because he asked her why she came forward as an actress being a conservative. She said, there are plenty of people. She said, I have plenty of friends on the left and they're fine. She said, but people on the right don't have anybody speaking for them. And so if I can do that, I want to give voice to my people. And that's, unfortunately, it doesn't seem like much, but it's really brave when you're
Very
a Hollywood
brave.
Actress.
I wonder, was she mostly done with her career by the time
oh,
she
no.
came
Oh, no. She was on sitcoms and stuff all the time still. Because, you know, I watch all the sitcom-y stuff on television. Yeah. She would do guest appearances. I'm trying to think what I most recently saw her, and I don't know. It's been
so
a while.
So did it not hurt her?
It didn't like Roseanne got canceled. You know, she was done. So I think she was still working.
So why does Roseanne get canceled? Roseanne Barr, we're talking about. And Kirstie Alley not get canceled?
Roseanne made a comment that could be construed as racist about a black woman. And I think that was part of the cancellation of her.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And then Sylvester Stallone, I mean, he's conservative, but he's not canceled.
John Voight has created his own path, really, right?
Yeah. And, you know, in many respects, even our buddy Robert Davi, mm-hmm. you know, who 007 fame.
Tom Selleck still works. He's conservative.
And he's conservative.
Kelsey Grammer. Yeah. But, you know, it is still, there's fewer of conservative actors than there are non-conservative. Now, people were wondering what happened because, you know, to just not even know she was sick and then she's gone and she's still relatively young. A friend was on Fox and Friends this morning. I think that's where they broke the news and said that she was having really severe back pain. And so she had been going to a back doctor and they were treating her for like a slipped or a bulging disc. They didn't realize it was actually colon cancer. And by the time they discovered that it was colon cancer, I think she had 6 chemo treatments that didn't take and then she passed. So,
can I just offer up that if my doctor's mistaking my back pain for colon cancer, I got a big problem with the doctor.
You know what is hard, and I'm saying this just because going through stuff with my mom, they were literally the reason it took for her so long, the reason she suffered in pain so long is that they thought it was a back problem, not a hip problem. And so
well,
they started
one MRI looks cures the whole thing up.
Well, because here's the thing, if you look at the MRI, my mom's got a little bit of like scoliosis, she has a little curvature of the spine, so they're like, well, maybe that's it, she's got a slipped disc, but the real pain was coming from her hips. So if you don't have a doctor who's looking at your complete worldview and you've only got a specialist who's looking at one little thing, this is how stuff gets missed all the time.
I will tell you this, no offense to all of you doctors out there. I'm not a big fan of all of you doctors out there.
You got to be your own doctor. You really have to be your own advocate.
I'm going to tell you, and doctors hate when I say this. I'm telling you, Jen, I know my own body better than these doctors do. I know. They don't. And they're often wrong when I have a prognosis.
An ailment. Yeah. Yeah. So, Kirstie Alley, it was stunning. Sad. It was a sad one, too. I think when you don't know someone's sick and they are still pretty young at 71, she's very likable, I think. And it's too bad. So
it's funny. I didn't really it's not that I didn't like her.
Yeah.
I just wasn't really a fan of her work.
You didn't love Cheers?
I liked Cheers. I liked Cheers, but I liked it much better with what's her name?
No, because you like blondes better. Shelley Long.
Shelley Long, yeah, Shelley Long. I like Shelley Long better.
I always, and like, what are some of the other shows? Veronica's Closet that she had. She had Fat Actress. She had.
I never saw any of these.
They were pretty good. They're funny. She's funny. And then, Look Who's Talking was a great movie. Come on, with John Travolta.
That was with the kid that talks.
Yeah, the babies that talk.
Stupid show. I'm not watching a dumb movie like that.
Well, I'm glad that you're not going to just
step
all over in her memory.
No. I feel, especially since she was a conservative. I mean, we can't lose one of those.
Yeah. Now we know. Now we know. It's all about keeping the score on the field, Grant. Just say you're sorry and that you're praying for the family.
Well, look, but here's the thing. This is what gets me about stars. Mm-hmm. Do you know there's about a million families across America that lost a loved one
Absolutely.
Today? We all should be praying for their families that and they don't probably have the money that Kirstie Alley's family has. And so,
a loss is a loss.
I mean, I'm very sorry
though
that she died, but everybody's got to go at some point. And I'm sorry about it, but every family in America goes through this problem, and we don't ever say anything about average everyday Joes. I'm more concerned about average everyday Joes than I am about Kirstie Alley's family.
I think she did Dancing with the Stars, too, by the way. That was interesting.
Huh. Oh, well, now. I mean, now.
You like that one?
Now I like that one.
Yeah. All right, 855-785-8255.
You know who did Dancing with the Stars?
Who?
Sarah Evans.
Yeah, I love her.
Yes, I think she has a crush on me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, she's a great country singer. If she does, you should exploit it because she's one of my favorite singers, actually. So
yeah, we were talking about if she comes through town mm-hmm. for their Christmas special. She's got a big Christmas special. She said, I got you backstage.
Okay, good. You should let your friend Jen come and help you out with that.
All right.
I'll be your wingman. And by the way, she loves radio people. Her last husband, I think, was a DJ.
Oh, really?
Go. Yeah. So play up the whole radio aspect. I think she likes it.
I'm just going to tell her I'm a disc spinner.
You do that. I think she'll enjoy it. All right, the RNC needs some work after the last midterm election. Ronna McDaniel is currently the chairwoman for the party. She's announced that she's running for re-election. That happens in January. Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, has said that he's in. But now someone new. We've talked about the rumors, Lee Zeldin. The rumor is that he might jump in. I hope that that's true. But until then, Harmeet Dhillon from right here in California, she's announced her run for RNC chair. She did it on Tucker Carlson's show last night. Take a listen.
Well, Tucker, I'm going to announce tonight that actually I am going to run for RNC chair. And the reason is that, you know, to play off of a famous catchphrase, Republicans are tired of losing. And I think that we really need to radically reshape our leadership in order to win. And we can't keep running elections like we did in the 90s and the 2000s. And we really have to modernize to compete with the Democrats dollar for dollar in the ways they fundraise, the way they deliver their ballots to the ballot boxes. Our messaging needs to be fresh and positive and not just reactive to news cycles and what the Democrats are doing.
I like it.
Yeah.
She's a great woman.
You know Harmeet?
I do.
Yeah, and she's
sure
a fighter.
Do.
She's been fighting alongside Carrie Lake in Arizona. She fights in different battles in the last couple of election cycles. And, of course, she's been fighting here in California. I would have to say my support would be with her unless Lee Zeldin gets into this race.
How do you vote?
It's delegate. Well, it's delegates. I don't think the whole party. I think it's state delegates that vote.
It's state delegates. Okay,
right.
Because I was going to say, you know what's interesting? I'm going to admit
it's not like we're going to go out and vote for her.
I don't even think I'm technically a member of the Republican Party nationally.
You have to be a delegate. And in California,
I don't give money to.
Well, it's not for donors. So in California, to become a delegate, you have to run for office and lose. You have to be a member of the Central Committee.
These are like the same delegates that go to our convention.
Correct.
And then I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, 855-785-8255. What do you think? Harmeet Dhillon, we know her here in California. Do you think she'd be a good chairwoman for the RNC nationally? Should Ronna McDaniel get another crack at her, or maybe someone else? 855-785-8255. All as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
Does she have a lasso of truth and an invisible airplane? Does he really do donuts in an 18-wheeler? There's only one way to find out. Listen to The Morning Answer with Jennifer Horn and Grant Stinchfield.
Thank you, Dr. G. And lo and behold, we don't have the best voiceover artist in the business. Not just that alone. No, we get to welcome him into the program. Welcome. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, into the Tuesday Morning Answer. Jennifer Horn, Grant Stinchfield, and you are live on remote in Jerusalem, my friend. Hello.
Greetings, my friends. Greetings. Yes, indeed. I'm walking down Cardo, which is the ancient Roman market area of the Jewish quarter of Jerusalem. We're here with 350 of our listeners, with Dinesh D'Souza, his lovely wife Debbie, and my boss Katie as well. So it's an amazing, amazing trip. And if you didn't come this year, you better come in 2024.
You know, we were chatting a little bit. Even if you've been to this area of the world before, going on a tour is a really smart way to go. I was actually talking about this with your boss, with your muse, Katie, your wife, who was saying, you know, it's nice to actually have someone there telling you kind of what you're looking at and just having that organized functionality to really get the most out of your trip. Is that what you guys are finding this time around?
Yeah, I got some bad news. My wife said today, I don't want to do regular holidays anymore. I just want to be picked up in the morning by the bus and the guy, taken everywhere. We want to have that. We are here with Inspiration Tours and Cruises. Joel James and his team, absolutely superb. And, yeah, I think they've raised the bar for the Gorka family. No more, you know, no more tents and camping and
uh-oh.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
the game has been up.
Not think the Gorka family is a Red Roof Inn family. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's you guys, and also, if you're a person of faith, seriously, you've got to come here at least once in your life. We went under the old city of King David, the original Jerusalem, yesterday. They have a new excavation they found by accident 6 years ago. The original pavement staircase that takes you from the ceremonial bath that you cleansed yourself before, you know, Passover, for example, all the way up to the Temple Mount. There's this pathway they have uncovered under Jerusalem. And then we realized the Bible tells you that Jesus, as a child, as an adult, went to the temple during Passover for all three of the Jewish ceremonies, the big holy days. And so we realized we are standing on the 2,000-year-old flagstone.
Wow.
Where Jesus walked. And you go, oh my gosh, you can be a believer, you can read the Bible, but to stand where
amazing.
You know he stood, guys, you got to come.
Yeah,
everybody listening, you've got to come once.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you, not to turn it to politics or business, but you're over in that region. And, you know, Iran, not far away. Everything going on there with the protests. The government's claiming they're going to limit this morality police and say they're not going to require face coverings on women. I don't believe anything coming out of this. But is there any feeling in Jerusalem and in Israel of what's going on in Iran? Is there any energy, should I say, from what's happening there?
Well, look, we discussed this. We actually recorded a couple of broadcasts today from the amazing Trinity Broadcasting Network studios here, TBN, and we'll be playing those on my show when I get back. We'll be playing them on Dinesh's show. And one of the guests we had was the former Israeli ambassador to D.C. after 9/11, Dani Ayalon, and he said, he was very honest because he's left government service. He's the former deputy foreign minister, and he says, we have a regime in Washington that doesn't have our back anymore. And we know that, you know, this is the wrong time mm-hmm. to be giving the mullahs billions of dollars again as people are being killed on the streets of Tehran. So can you imagine being, you know, you have one country you can rely upon, us, to help the Israelis, this nation the size of, you know, Connecticut. And now with Biden, they don't know if America has their back. So, yes, they are keenly aware that big things are happening in Iran. But they're very, very worried that, you know, Biden's just going to do the Obama thing and give the enemies of America and Israel money to hurt us again.
Well, and that's exactly, they have reason to believe that because that's what's happening. Dr. Sebastian Gorka is with us. You can follow him on all of the platforms at Seb Gorka. You can see his amazing pictures and all kinds of great stuff from his trip. He's in Israel right now with Dinesh D'Souza. And of course, SebastianGorka.substack.com. Seb, what is the feeling, just while we're talking about Biden, when you're in Israel, one of my favorite things, I would imagine you do this too, is talking to people when you're outside of the country to see what their reflections about our country are. Has anyone said anything positive about this Biden administration? Are they secure in their friendship with the United States? What are people thinking about our country and about this leader?
Let's just take politics out of it for a second. No, they've said nothing positive about the current administration. What one Israeli said, it's like America. It's like your best friend has suddenly been diagnosed with schizophrenia.
Wow.
And for 4 years under Trump, you were on our side. You helped the region stabilize. You created the Abraham Accords with six nations to bring peace to the Middle East. And now you want to help our enemies. Could you imagine? It's like the thing that came to me is, imagine if your best friend, Jen, pick your best friend,
mm-hmm.
and imagine if suddenly overnight they act as if they're your enemy.
Right.
How do you deal with that? They said, we cannot plan our foreign policy. We cannot, we can't predict America anymore. And that's why they're very, very happy that we have presidential elections in just 2 years' time.
It's interesting because you mentioned TBN. And you mentioned the feeling over there in Israel about what's going on with the United States and Iran. I watched an interview that was done, and I'm hosting the TBN show every night this week at 7:30 p.m. Here in California. So it's interesting. I watched an interview done with Benjamin Netanyahu. And Seb, it was odd because he was so careful not to speak ill of Joe Biden. In fact, he talked about how they're old friends and they go way back. And I'm thinking to myself, man, if I'm the interviewer, which I wasn't the interviewer, but if I'm the interviewer, I push him and say, really, old friends? Well, he's turned his back on you, but he would not go there to speak ill about Joe Biden. Are you surprised?
I'm a little bit surprised, but I would say that you have to understand what the situation is right now. They are in the middle of very, I wouldn't say tense, but precarious negotiations with multiple parties trying to create a new coalition government. So I think, for the next couple of weeks, Bibi has to be careful about what he says.
Yeah.
Could you imagine if he was completely candid about what he thinks about Biden, and then Biden has somebody say something about Bibi, and that affects the negotiations, and one of the parties pulls out, and then they have to have another election. So I can kind of get where he's coming from.
Yeah. Well, we can leave you with a little bit of good news, Seb. Michael Avenatti, 14 years in prison. How about that? Can you imagine?
I saw that. I thought CNN told us he's going to be the next Democrat president.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Exactly. What a fall from grace from President Avenatti now to, prisoner number 4753, I think. Well, we hope you have a great time. Give our love to Katie and to Debbie and Dinesh and 350 of your friends now in Israel. Have a great time, a safe trip, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. See you here in 2 years' time, guys. God bless you and the listeners.
God bless you. Check him out right now at Seb Gorka on all the platforms, sebastiangorka.substack.com, and, of course, America First every day on AM 870, 12 noon, AM 590, 8 p.m. As we continue, new leadership for the Republican Party, someone from right here at home throwing their hat into the ring, plus Gavin Newsom ready to lower your gas prices, all as your Tuesday Morning Answer continues.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.